Mishnah Yud, the halach is that somebody is able to make a neder, a vow, not to benefit from certain things or certain people. In addition, if a woman does make a neder, that she's not going to benefit from her husband. So included in that is that she's not going to be able to have marital relations with her husband. And if that is the case, then the husband is obligated to divorce her. Now, there is a halacha that somebody who did make a neder, if after making the vow he sees that it's very difficult for him to keep to the vow, there is an option for him to go to a Talmud Chacham, and if the Talmud Chacham finds a real excuse and reason to do so, he is able to annul the vow. He can cancel the neder, and he or she would then be permitted to go against the neder. So the Mishnah discusses a case where a woman made a neder not to benefit from her husband, and so if she cannot get this neder annulled, if she can't get the neder cancelled, then she'll need to be divorced. So she went to a particular chacham, and her chacham she'osar so ish b'neder al baila. This Talmud Chacham forbade the woman after she made a neder against benefiting from her husband. Meaning, he told her that I can't find an excuse and I'm not going to permit it. So because of that, she'll now need to be divorced. Says the Mishnah, Hari Zilo Yisraeno, it's forbidden for that Talmud Chacham to marry the woman, since it will lead people to suspecting that the reason why he didn't permit the neder was so that he would be able to marry her. Alright, continues the Mishnah, Me'ano. If a woman performs Mion in front of a particular dayan, a particular judge on the Beis Din, Mion, we learned in the first parak of the Masechta, is when a woman's father dies before she reaches the age of Bas Mitzvah, such that if she then gets married before reaching the age of Bas Mitzvah, her marriage is only valid midrabbanon. And the halacha is that in such a marriage, she is able to walk out of the marriage and dissolve the entire marriage before reaching the age of Bas Mitzvah, and that is known as Mion, and once she performs Mion, it's as if she was never married at all. Be it as it may, Mion is performed in Beis Din, or a case where a woman performed chalitza in front of a particular judge on the Beis Din. Says the Mishnah, Yisoeno, the judge on the Beis Din is permitted to then marry her, because he's not the only one who is part of the Beis Din. There are another two judges, so we don't suspect him of having caused her to do chalitza or mion in order that he'll be able to marry her. The Bnei Shu Beis Din, because he's part of a Beis Din, he's part of a larger group, so there are two other people involved as well, and therefore there is no suspicion in this case. Now says the Mishnah, in all of the cases which we've discussed over the past couple of Mishnayos, the Chulon in all of the cases, Shehayu Lohem Noshim, if that man had another wife. So let's say the man who brought the get from abroad, he's already married. Now although in the times of the Mishnah it was permitted for somebody to marry multiple women, it wasn't so common, and we don't suspect the man of having made up the story in order to marry this woman if he is already married to a different woman. And therefore, if he was married to a different woman at the time of the bringing of the get, or the time where he gave testimony to Beis Din, in all of those cases, and then after that, Vamesu, his wife died, Mutaris l'naselahem, the woman who he permitted to remarry, she can marry him, since there is no suspicion involved. And similarly, v'chulon, and in all of these cases, if shenisu l'achirim, the woman who became permitted to marry somebody else, she indeed married somebody else, and then v'niskarshu, she was divorced, aishenis almanu, or she became a widow again from that husband, she is then permitted to marry this man who originally permitted her to remarry, because there's no suspicion that he made up a story in order that she'll be able to marry somebody else, and then after she's divorced, he'll be able to marry her. And on a similar note, ends off the perek, the chulon, and all of these cases, all of these women who this man permitted her to remarry, although she's forbidden to marry him straight away, mutaris livnehen, she's permitted to marry the son of this man, eilachen, or the brother of this man, because we do not suspect him of having made up a story and done that avera of giving false testimony in order to permit her to marry his son or brother. There's only suspicion when he himself goes and marries her, and therefore in that case it would be permitted for her to marry his son or his brother.